Welcome, everybody. Share number 1183. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. In the writing, it's Shin number 335. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Makom. And the question arises, a lot of times somebody is in a shopping mall. Right? They go to a shopping mall, they go shopping, and it's all in one building. And there's various different shop stores in the same building, on the same floor, even on a different floor. But it's all one area, one building. Now, so what happens is they move from one shop to another, from one store to another in that same building. That's the point over here in the same shopping mall. And so how do we look at it? What is the story, right? I have my coffee. I'm carrying my coffee with me. I'm carrying a bag of potato chips or something like that, right? Shehakol wadama oho eats. If it will be mazonos or somebody washed, so that's not a problem, we said. But I'm carrying with me something that's shehakol, either a drink or a food. Right? What would I do as far as the bracha? I go in this store, I buy something, or what? I go into the next store. So the maisa, the halacha would be as though one is going from room to room. Now, I would just want to explain before we go further, that there's two different, we spoke about in the past that, if there's a private domain, for example, somebody rents in a hotel, they have their own room, their own private room, so that's their own rishus, their own domain. But when it's more of a public area, like a yeshiva camp type style, we said that that is much easier, right? Especially in one building, it depends if the complex is closed off, but in one building, that's much easier, even though you might have dormitories, but it's sort of more like a public type of a place, especially if it's the shul, the lunchroom, and so on. So over here also, it's different than a hotel, right? Okay, so an apartment in a building, we understand, but even in a hotel, the room is rented. I pay for the room for 2 weeks or whatever. That's my room. That's my domain. Nobody could walk in and out, right, without my own rishus. But when it comes to a shopping mall, right, the stores over there, even though each one is individually owned, and we spoke about having individually owned something individually owned, we said if it's an office possibly or a different business or whatever on a different floor, so that's running into a problem, right? But over here, the stores are basically a public area because the store, the shop is made to go, come in and come out. So that's how he brings it down, does Rabbi Weissenfeld, actually on page 42, which is what we're quoting from, that we'll see in a minute back to the halacha. But just to get as far as by the understanding, even though it might be a large building and there are many different stores over there which are rented, right? So this is my store. What do you mean? And that's his store. So maybe it's a difference. No, it comes out, it's room to room, a din of room to room. Why? Because since anyone who enters the building has the permission and the rishus to go in and out, opposite, they want them to come into my store, buy, right? You go in this store, you go in that store. It's all public area. The whole thing is a public area, as opposed to a separate business or a separate, even more so, obviously, a separate apartment, whatever the case might be. Okay, so that's the sfarish abai. So therefore, it has been room to room. So lechatchila, one should have a mind when we talk about room to room, right? Of course, you have the coffee, you have a mind. I'm going this store, that store, all in the same building. Once you start leaving the building, that's already a big problem. But as far as Shinimaka, but it's all in one area, there's all the shopping mall, quote unquote. So lechatchila, one should have it in mind when making the original bracha, let's say you have a coffee or whatever, have in mind to go from store to store in that area. Now, I want to make it clear, we're not talking about right now holchei drachim, the traveling halachas, which we'll get to, Bezrus Hashem, the very near future. We're working on it now. In the very near future, we're going to get to it. Right now, we're still talking about the regular Shinoi Mokan. What din does this have? I just want to explain. Then we're going to go through a quick review of all the entire Shinoi Mokan, the halachas, the basic concepts. Then we're going to get into the Holchei Drachim, the traveling, the halachas of traveling and making a bracha. But right now, it's regular Shinoi Mokan. So this shopping mall, that's what the din would have as room to room. The Chatchila have it in mind that you want to go from store to store in that building, again, in that building. But if a person didn't, they went store to store, they didn't have it in mind, they forgot, whatever, so then it would still, one would not have to make a new bracha. Therefore, moving anywhere within the open area, also a separate thing. Now, moving anywhere within the open area, inside, let's say in the hallway, right, inside the building, would be considered as one room. In other words, let's say you're going Well, at least on that floor, right? Yeah, it's a big floor. It's many stores, whatever. So you're moving from this part of the mall to the other part of the mall, right? It's all on that one big floor where you have all the various different stores. So then that would all be moving everywhere within the open area, right? Not going from store to store. Inside the building itself will be considered like one room, right? It could be going to a different floor. It's a different, a little bit different, but we're talking about one big shopping mall. It's one big long, one floor, one big area. So even if one is unable to see the original location where they began to eat or drink, you'll still have a din of one big room in the mall itself. In other words, in the hallway wall, the people are passing. It's one public area, one public place. It's all fenced in, it's all surrounded, and so on. And therefore, it has a din of one big room. But when you're going from store to shop over there, store to store, that would have a din of room to room. If one did not, they would not have to remake the bracha. Again, as long as it's all in one building, in that one area, that one shopping mall. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha kol tov.